Walking into Saratoga Racecourse hours before post time on opening day, Union Avenue is starting to look like its old self again. There are cars filling the parking lots, lines forming at the front gate, and teenagers hawking pink sheets and bottled water on the sidewalk. 13-year-old Jordan Wohl is beginning his second season selling water. I asked why he and his friends decided to come back for another year.
I just really liked it a lot, and you make good money, too. Love the people. The customers are what make me do it. They motivate me.
Where'd you learn that line?
My dad.
Although the line outside the gate stretches down the sidewalk, the picnic tables in the backyard are already staked out with colorful tablecloths and blankets. Brian Monaco has been coming to opening day for 32 years. He had a simple reason why.
Look at it. Look at Saratoga. Look at everybody that's here. They come back. Come back for the races every year.
Give it a cut.
Great. On the quiet grounds, New York Racing Association officials cut a few ribbons on some new facilities. NYRA CEO Chris Kay.
Well, it's a great day. Opening day is always a great day, but today is even more special because we have three new attractions, if you will, for all of our fans.
There's the new Tom Durkin Replay Center, celebrating the longtime announcer who retired last year, right beside a new sports bar at the Lower Carousel. Right outside is a new Walk of Fame, where trainers, jockeys, and owners have exhibits in their honor. There's also a new seating reservation system, which has drawn mixed reaction from fans, where racegoers can reserve any of 100 picnic tables in advance.
So we think this is the kind of way to help people, particularly those that want to plan ahead, to have a great time.
Many race fans have a good time as soon as the front gates open. As the grounds fill up, guests walk to the rail. They've been waiting all year to hear the first bell and bugle. This is also the first year at Saratoga for announcer Larry Colmus. As the first race begins, Colmus continues a Durkin tradition when the horses leave the gate. Horse C. Raven and Saratoga staple John Velasquez take first place. In the winner's circle, Velasquez, who was seriously injured a handful of times in recent years, is grateful to be back at the spa.
It means everything, you know, just to be here, be blessed to be here and to be healthy enough to be here for me. For all of you know that I'm having a few rough years, so to be here is a blessing.
And after the win, I overheard Tom Durkin say he's one for one in his retirement, but there are still 39 race days to go. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.